Hey there, dopamine warriors. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to rewiring your brain for happiness and fulfillment. Today we're diving deep into a powerful tool that can transform how you heal from emotional wounds, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over past mistakes? Like you're holding on to grudges or replaying hurtful moments in your head? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Most of us have experienced the sting of emotional pain at some point, and it can leave deep scars if we don't learn to treat ourselves with kindness. Think about it. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, right? You'd offer support, understanding, and maybe even a good laugh. But when it comes to ourselves, the inner critic takes over, spewing negativity and judgment like it's going out of style. It's time to flip that script, my friends. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring your flaws. It's about recognizing that everyone stumbles, makes mistakes, and experiences pain. It's about extending the same love, kindness, and understanding to ourselves that we would offer to a dear friend. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Leo. My inner critic is like a relentless drill sergeant. But trust me, with a little effort and practice, you can tame that beast and cultivate genuine self-compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your pain. The first step towards healing any wound, emotional or otherwise, is acknowledging its existence. Don't try to bury your feelings or pretend they don't exist. Instead, allow yourself to feel the pain, sadness, anger, or whatever else comes up. Bottling it up only prolongs the suffering. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a friend coming to you with their heart broken. What would you say? You'd probably offer words of comfort, support, and encouragement, right? Now apply that same mindset to yourself. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding. Remind yourself that you're worthy of love and compassion, even when you make mistakes. 3. Practice mindfulness. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, take a step back and observe them without judgment. Notice the sensations in your body, your breath, and your surroundings. This simple act can help create space between you and your thoughts, allowing you to respond with more clarity and compassion instead of reacting impulsively. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus from what's lacking to what you already have is a powerful way to cultivate self-compassion. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunrise, or a supportive friend. 5. Seek support when needed. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. If you're struggling with emotional pain, reach out for support from friends, family, or a therapist. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and provide valuable guidance. Let me tell you a story about my good friend Sarah. She had a really tough breakup a few months back. It was messy, painful, and left her feeling completely heartbroken. I remember seeing her constantly replaying the relationship in her head, analyzing every word and action. She was her own worst critic, blaming herself for everything that went wrong. One day, I sat down with Sarah and talked about the importance of self-compassion. I reminded her that breakups are tough and it's okay to feel pain. I encouraged her to treat herself with the same kindness and understanding she would offer a friend going through the same thing. We started practicing mindfulness together, focusing on her breath and bodily sensations when those negative thoughts arose. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to heal. She learned to forgive herself for past mistakes and focus on her own growth and well-being. See? Self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It allows us to embrace our vulnerabilities, learn from our experiences, and ultimately become more resilient and compassionate people. So remember, dopamine warriors, when you feel that inner critic whispering negativity, step back, take a deep breath, and offer yourself a little kindness. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments below. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to treating yourself with kindness? And how do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, keep rewiring your brain for happiness, one compassionate act at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.